welcome to History Speaks, a weekly podcast from the Montour County Historical Society. I'm your host, Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors. The Society begins its 2019 season in May. Open houses will be held on Sundays from 1 until 4. And we're also excited about our speaker series this year. Ed and Dave Thomas of Danville kicks it off on Wednesday, May the 8th at 7 o'clock. They'll discuss the Native American Indians who roamed the area. Doors open at 6:30. Admission is $5. Our Sunday open houses are free to Society members and students through grade 12. For all others, there is a $5 charge. Today, we step back in time to the early part of the 19th century. D.H.B. Brower, who owned and edited several newspapers in Danville, also wrote a history of Danville and Montour County in 1881. He covered a wide variety of topics and includes biographical sketches of the movers and shakers from Danville's founding up to the publication of his book. One portion draws on the remembrances of John Frazier, who lived in Cincinnati in 1881, but recalled people and events 50 years earlier in the small town of Danville. He said many of the pioneer customs were still prevailing in the early 1800s. Manufacture of the most pressing necessities were found in almost every household. The spinning wheel for tow, of course, fiber and flax, and the big wheel, as it was called, for woolen yarn. The tailor and the shoemaker went from place to place in the community and were almost constantly employed. The house that was without a detached bake oven would not have been thought as being complete. There were no bakers by profession in the early 1800s, and out of necessity, each housewife was her own baker. Writer and historian Brower added that in the early winter months, the sounds could be heard in Danville and other communities of men using stones to wrap and separate the flax that had been harvested. Near the barnyard, the women were using wooden paddles, preparing the fiber for the heckles. By the way, the Montour County Historical Society has several examples of heckles, which were found in the home of William Montgomery in Danville. Long into the winter evenings, the whir of the spinning wheel could be heard. The yarn spun into cloth, and little other than homespun was worn by the early families in the Danville area. The finer portions were bleached and made into underclothes and bedclothes, and the coarser were made into pantaloons. And the thrifty housewife with hickory bark dyed some of the material. When the sheep were sheared, the wool was cleansed and picked, made into rolls with a pair of hand cards, spun on a big wheel, dyed, woven, and made into winter garments all within the family. Brower pointed out that good spinners of wool were highly respected on the frontier, and many went house to house with their spinning wheels. Of course, this passage from family to family was rather favorable to spread the gossip, and thus we hear of spinning yarns. But spinners generally got married in due time. A few who did not were called spinsters, and that name came to be associated with all older unmarried ladies. Getting back to the memories of John Frazier, who left Danville around 1830, he said the population of the village was 740. The buildings numbered 80. Most of those were dwelling houses on Warner, Market, and Mill Streets. They were bounded by the river, Church Street, Secklers Run, and Factory Street. Frazier described many of the buildings as frame dwellings, but said many of the primitive log buildings still remained. The brick buildings in 1830 were the courthouse, Goodman's Tavern, Dr. Petrikin's and Dr. Frick's residences, and Mr. Peter Baldy's store. Frazier said most of the citizens of the town were involved in the mechanical trades, the professions, and despite the small population, there was a large amount of merchandising. The nucleus of the settlement at that time had emigrated to the area in the two decades leading up to 1800. Most had come from southeastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. Added to that in subsequent years were European emigrants such as Germans, British, Irish, and Swiss, a few French and Dutch. Frazier did not recall any Welshmen at that time, although they would eventually play a prominent role when iron manufacturing was in its heyday in Danville. Well, that's a brief look at a few of the early years of the people in Danville and Montour County. We thank you for listening in to another podcast of History Speaks. Please tell someone else about the program and about the Montour County Historical Society. I end today's podcast with a quote from painter Pablo Picasso. "I don't believe in accidents. There are only encounters in history. There are no accidents."